Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
That's Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack. That's me.
And inspiration from Jill. That's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
Dexter. Would you care to explain, Steven?
We interviewed. Jill is interviewing. God, I hope this guy doesn't listen to this show.
I'm 99.9% sure he does not.
Jill is actively interviewing for a personal/administrative assistant. So we're getting some unusual people. I'm not going to be real specific, but this guy reminded me of Dexter, the serial killer on cable TV.
That was your feedback.
Cracking our staff up.
I'm here asking all these great
questions. I mean, this guy's pretty qualified.
I know.
But he's just got the, he's a sociopath, I think.
Oh my gosh. I know. I've never had you and I finish an interview and your first thing out of your mouth was, can we get a background check on that person? I'm like, what? Where is Dexter. That coming from? You asked
that guy
for a background check. Wow. And our staff complied and nothing in that.
Nothing. Oh, they really nothing, did somebody do a
well,
background
there
check?
Well, there's a through the place that were that's supplying us with, you know, candidates. Did talk to them and our girl ran a quick check, whatever. I don't know what she has access to right then and there, but I know she has all his stuff and his social and everything. So she did it. She's like, well, nothing came back yet. I don't have anything here. So, oh my gosh, that's the funniest thing. So, yeah. You know, yeah,
and then. I'm going to let this guy follow you around all day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Exactly. Well, that was, in the end, that was one of three red flags.
That is funny as hell, though.
I know.
That you chose that for this part of this program. Don't hire sociopaths.com.
Yeah, you know what? I should have said in the bottom. And here's the thing. It's like dating. If you're asking yourself that question,
yeah,
you probably shouldn't go out with them.
Right.
So if you're saying, can we get a red flag topic. So another chapter in another book. So, or a whole nother book. So yeah, if you walk out of an interview and you are actually even asking yourself that question or anybody in your staff is asking that question, please do not hire that person.
That's going to be the if
and we did not.
Today.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it really? Seriously?
No,
oh, that's great. If you interview sociopaths, you will probably end up hiring one.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about fee for service or scalability. You choose cube or beach. I'll explain in a minute. Jill, great show. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members. On successpant.com.
Successpant. Steven typed that earlier. Successpant. And I said, no, don't change it. Leave it.
That's successpant. It's called successplant.com. It's our online free community. Successpant.
I've got to go get that website now.
Successpant is what you experience when you send a mail out and people call back and they sell you the property. And you don't know what to do. It's your first time.
I was going to say successpant.com is when, like Steven... You have your assistant going crazy in social media and then interesting women find you. You want them to go to successpant.com.
There's a lot of hookers on Facebook.
Yes. What the heck? I'm sitting there with you and I'm seeing these photos pop up and I'm like, I don't think that's the people
other,
we
Jill,
want
you know?
In our community. That's true. It is a good thing. All right.
So let's get this question out of the way. I'll start again. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on Success Plant, our free online community.
Okay. Reed J says, upon realizing that my true passion revolves around real estate, I began the educational journey to decide the best way to enter the market and how.
This guy's a good writer.
I do. I agree. After many months of reading and listening to podcasts, I found, this is good, Steve and Jill, Jack and Jill.
Doesn't that sound better?
I like that. Everything about the land investment model makes sense to me, so I've decided to dive in headfirst while still working my job. I have organized an LLC, started a website, organized my internal structure somewhat, and sent out my second mailer last night. Sweet. Nice job. Oh, this is so good. Oh. For my first mailer, I had no idea what I was doing. I sent 80 handwritten letters to a rural area I would imagine would be to be growing in the years to come, and was surprised by the 15% response rate I received.
Doing something right.
Although nothing materialized, I feel like I've gained slightly more experience, which makes me comfortable with the endeavor. Anxiously waiting to hear from this next round. I appreciate y'all, what y'all are doing. Your insight and encouragement is a big help.
Read Jay. If this doesn't work out for you, you should be a professional writer.
That's so cool. That was, you know, it's nice. That really wasn't a question. That was really more of a checking in and thank you. And gosh, this works. And I tested it and I love it. I love it. I was communicating with somebody just yesterday about this whole thing. And they were kind of sketchy. Or not sketchy. They weren't sketchy. We're all talking about Dexter now. No, they weren't sketchy. They were hesitant of all this. And I said, fantastic, you're doing everything right. And I said, all right, step one, do the Craigslist exercise. We were talking about that from our blueprint. And I said, don't buy anything. Just do the exercise so you can see how this is what I told them. Do the exercise so you can see how fast your phone starts ringing. But don't buy anything. Number two, get in success plan. Start asking some questions. Mm-hmm. Feel free to write questions like, is this for real? I mean, are you guys really doing this? You know, what is going on? And then step three is now start thinking about getting educated. And I left it there.
If you're not one of the 20,000 people who has downloaded our ebook, please go do that, because the first thing it asks you to do, I wrote the ebook, it asks you to do is a Craigslist exercise that'll get your that'll jumpstart your real estate career for free in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, fee for service or scalability, which one? Cube or beach, which one do you choose? This topic came up because I was driving my 13-year-old to school. And he was asking me what scalability is because he heard it on Shark Tank. Why are those guys always talking about scalability? That's what he kept asking me. What is it? So because he's not a full-blown teenager yet, we still actually have conversations. And so I answered him.
And you're still smart because he's not a teenager yet.
He still talks to me.
In another year, you're going to get really stupid and he's not going to have anything to say to you at all because he'll know more because he'll be 15.
Scalability is this. Imagine that you write an app and and it's a great one, and you send it to Apple and they love it and they accept it and you charge $3.99 for it and you're done. And that's it. All the work's done. It's posted and 10 people buy it. Now you've made $40. $3.99 times 10 is 40.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up the next day, 14 million people bought it. How much do you make then? A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Millions and tens of millions of dollars.
Sorry, I'm still doing the math over here.
That's scalability. Scalability is you do some work and not any more work, and then it explodes. Software is scalable. Microsoft is scalable. Apple is scalable for the most part. Not the devices, but the websites and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So fee-for-service is the exact opposite, and that's what you do when you go to work to a regular job. Tomorrow, you're going to get up and you might go to work and you might dig a ditch. And then they pay you. And then the next day, the same thing. The next day, the same thing. Doctors, fee for service. Nurses, fee for service. Accountants, fee for service. Every tax return you do as an accountant, you get paid. It's very hard to get ahead in life in a fee for service manner. You have to have something that's scalable, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You sell a piece of property, and you get paid. You buy a piece of property, and then you get paid on it for a really long time. Buy a house, rent it out, you get paid forever. For generations, if you want.
Right.
That's scalable.
Exactly.
Not to be confused with repeatable or replicable. McDonald's is replicable. They start one location, they start another location. So that's a gray area. It's in between, but it's a common mistake. Do you want to be in a cube the rest of the time? Or do you want to be at the beach the rest of the time?
Oh, no, a cube's good. You know,
do you ever see people cubes and they decorate them with like cats and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I don't understand.
What would your... I've been a cube, all right, I want to ask you.
I worked in a cube for a decade.
Well, then what, if anything, what was hanging around you?
Nothing.
In your cube?
You know me.
Really? No pictures?
Nothing. No.
Nothing inspirational? Nope. Come on, you had a kitty cat thing. So get in, ever hang hung, in there, baby.
Nothing's ever hung from my rearview mirror either. Did you ever have something hanging from your rearview mirror, ever? Like fuzzy dice or...
Do you know what's funny? I have not. That's a really good point. No, no. That's. I used to have stickers on my car, but that was when I was a teenager.
Like what?
Okay, you want to...
Yeah, I do.
I never hung anything from my car. My girlfriend did, though. She glued army men to her dashboard, the little army guys.
Yeah.
That's a whole other story. Anyway, no, I did. I had all kinds of band stickers on the back of my car back in the day.
When I was in high school, I had a Volkswagen Beetle, and I put a rainbow sticker in the back because I didn't know what it meant, and someone informed me like 3 months later. That's a true story.
That's great. You just liked rainbows?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
Taste the rainbow.
Taste the rainbow. Oh, shoot. I just thought about that. There's a promotional thing that you put that in, and that could be construed. I know you have Skittles on your mind.
I do.
And I get that. So that's kind of funny. We should... That's really good. Oh, no.
This is the if-then portion of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. If you go to work every day, then make it count. All right? I don't want to be Mr. Inspirational here and take the wind out of Jill's sails here because she does the inspirational stuff. Mm-hmm. Don't go to work and just sulk around like Eeyore or something. Go to work and make it count, or don't go at all. If you want to show up for this land thing as a Land Academy member, make a count. Get the data to doorstep package. Send some letters out. Do some deals. Go to the beach or whatever your beach is. Shortest segment ever.
It is.
If you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us today?
You know, it's funny. It's my inspiration. Your if-then kind of sounds like my inspiration today. And it's great because we do not do these at the same time. But... my inspiration is there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay. All right. You don't like it. Okay.
No, I don't.
You don't like it?
No. There's a silver lining in every cloud.
All right. Then how about another one?
Hang in there, baby.
All right. Because
you're good enough, smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you.
Well, Stephen, I was struggling today. Clearly. You know what?
Here's the inspiration for the day.
How about this one? You're allowed to have an off day like I just did.
Make it count.
Wait, no, I think this is an even better inspiration. Hey, you're stepping on my segment.
Just because I say I don't like it doesn't mean you... I mean, there's a lot of people probably like it.
You are stepping on my segment.
I'm zipping it, go.
Okay. So my segment has now become, oh my gosh, that sucked. And you know what?
Sometimes you come up with the greatest stuff ever, and I mean that.
Thank you.
I mean it. It's a huge. This is not one of those days.
Well, you know what? It's hard to be perfect all the time. So, I'm gonna say, yes, that sucked. And you know what? And so that's it. We all have sucky days. Get over it. How's that?
Hey, you know how the Car Talk guys?
That's
always
my
say,
new inspiration.
Don't drive like my brother. Don't drive like my brother. We need something like that.
I have never heard that.
Really?
Yeah. No, Success Pant. I have not heard that. Success Pant Jack. All right. Okay. What else do you want to talk about? We have a lot more time.
No, please continue. I'm not joking around.
All right.
I think people get a lot out of this. So seriously, just because it's not my thing, it's fine. It's not supposed to be my thing. That's why we have a yin and yang thing. You know, mm-hmm. You're supposed to inspire and I'm supposed to give people boring information about how to make money.
Well, I'm dead serious. My inspiration just turned into that just sucked and get over it. No, I'm
so
because sometimes things suck. My quotes suck. It's really awful. I know. You know what, Stephen? I am taking responsibility for my awful inspiration today and turning it around.
It's not awful, Jill.
Yeah, it did suck. You know what? Now that we did this whole thing, I'm going to purposely throw some really bad ones in there now and then.
Okay.
Just to get your reaction. Right.
That's awesome, actually.
You know, because it's awesome. Maybe it's more fun. Maybe it's more fun today than not having a deep
personally
thought.
Personally, do a bad podcast just to see what happens.
Well, not a whole show, because we've got those.
We do.
We have some that are dry and some that are like, oh, God. That
really,
are,
like the really early show.
What must have been painful.
Called? It's a, like an hour of a lecture.
What was it? I don't
even remember what it was called.
Shucks. I forgot. I got to go back.
It's still on iTunes and people still listen to it.
Well, here's
the We just talked to somebody who said, you know, can you guys go back to that old show format where for an hour you talk about doing deals and how to buy and sell land? And you know what I said? No.
I know.
No, because I'll die.
Exactly.
I want to have fun. We could talk about deals and stuff.
That was another
and
Steve.
And making money. I mean,
hi, Steve.
Here's how you do a deal for everybody who wants that kind of stuff. You purchase, you get educated from us and maybe from other places. I just learned recently from our staff that there's a lot of people that are involved in like multiple groups, our competitors and us. And I think that's a great idea.
That's awesome.
So get some education, get the tools that you need to succeed, which is at datatodoorstep.com, and then go to Success Plant for the rest of your life and ask people questions and get the support that you need all throughout your REI career and Bigger Pockets too. We have no affiliation, but it's a great place. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, hopefully it's good, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Jill, you're cracking me up, man. I really didn't mean to. That just kind of, I gotta soften this up.
No, you know, hey.
I'm serious. That wasn't cool. I'm sorry.
No. You're being real and I want you to be real. It's all good. You know what, Steven? And I appreciate you saying it that way. It's okay to say, yeah, that was pretty awful.
Why does she keep calling him Steven?
Jack. Sorry.
No,
so,
it's okay.
All right.
It's because it's my, both of my names.
You know, that's one of the things that I appreciate about you sometimes, not always, is how honest you are.
Jill's in a super good mood today. Like, she just like on a bad day, if I said, you know, that inspirational thing, she's in a good mood today, and I'll tell you why. She's in actively interviewing people, like Dexter people.
Yeah.
Who the hell wouldn't want a personal assistant in life?
Oh, yeah.
Follow you around with a clipboard and do everything you say.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
You know, that's maybe the greatest luxury ever.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So, yeah, I am in a good mood. I'm excited.
By the time this airs, we'll probably hire somebody, but I just thought of this. We probably have members in town here that would love to have that job. What the hell are we thinking? Why don't we hire members? That just dawned on me.
I didn't even think about
somebody,
that either.
Remember somebody from Colorado said, I really want to, I want all your information and all your stuff and I want to work it off. I don't want to pay money. I want to work. There's got to be I bet there's somebody. I mean, this is going to air like 2 weeks from now, so that doesn't matter.
It may not be. It may be
but
too
when
late.
When this airs, and if you want to work with us, you know, contact us.
Careful.
We could make that work
this
out.
This could be a floodgate.
And not tele. I mean, you got to be in town. I'm old, so I think you should work.
You're
in
old.
Office.
This, so this whole. Funny. When is old for you? Over 30?
No, I just think people should work in an office, and there are a lot of. I guess a lot of people have a different opinion about that.
Right, I'm with you.
Let's go buy something for half price today. We're selling Jack and Jill information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.